That's right, A-Town. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Nadia.
Let me go on and put it out there. Good morning to you. Let me let you know, if we could get you a Second Date Update, if that's the reason you're calling, we will hook you up with a $100 gift card on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, okay?
Appreciate it.
What's
all
up
right, so tell us about the relationship.
Well, it's not really like a relationship. It's more like a friendship. I'm trying to make sure I don't mess up my friendship with my bro, you know, because I did some shit that they might not be able to rock with me for. So I'm just trying to be, you know, trying to recover that friendship.
Did you mess with they significant other in any kind of way?
Did you take some money from them?
It was a holiday, something like that.
Oh, Lord, the eggnog season yet.
Basically, my homie, you know what I'm saying, they had to go out of town for the holidays. You know, I stayed here in Atlanta. So, you know, we all cool. I'm cool with a girl. Everything cool is love. And, you know, I went up. The girl called me over for the holidays. You know, she had cooked a little bit. And, you know, I went over there. You know, shot her a little vulnerable. She bad. I smashed. I mean, but, you know.
Whoa. You're a terrible friend.
Is that how it normally goes? Like,
I mean, it was the food. It was the ambiance of it all. You know what I'm saying?
All right, honey. Okay. So you're calling to call the girlfriend, or you want to call your homegirl?
No, I'm talking about the girl. I'm talking about my homie.
Okay.
I'm talking about her. I mean, I'm trying to make sure my homie and we can stay cool. Because I mean, it just happened one time. I just think we both, you know, on some, I don't.
Okay.
It wasn't supposed to go down like that. It went down, but I can't walk around my friend not letting her know, you know, what's happening. You know, I don't even know the girl told her, because, I mean, we all cool still, so that made me feel like she ain't say nothing since she,
oh,
you know,
my God, so both of y'all ain't got no loyalty.
I mean, I got loyalty.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk about your loyalty. Let's get your friend on the phone. What's her name?
Riri.
Okay, cool. We're going to get Riri on the phone.
They do what both people stick to their own kind.
They are sticking to their own kind.
They playing for the same team.
So okay, like, cool, Vince. Let's just get the friend on the line.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Riri, please?
Hey, this is me. Who's this?
Hey, Riri, how you doing? This is the Streets Morning Take Over right here on Streets 94.5. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout. You got a few minutes, baby?
Good morning. What's going on here?
Hey, look, so we got a segment on our morning show called Second Date Update, man, and you happen to be the topic of discussion this morning, Miss Riri.
Okay.
You want to know how, don't you?
Yeah, I want to know what's going on.
Okay, Mo Quick gonna tell you. I'm gonna let Mo Quick tell you.
Well,
Mo Quick,
you
know
Dale.
All about the story.
So, Riri, we got a call from one of your homies. They said that perhaps they might have done something that you wouldn't be too happy about over the holiday. We were told you spent Thanksgiving in California, correct?
Correct.
Well, while you were in California, some things transpired between a homegirl of yours named Nadia and your current girlfriend, Courtney. And I'll stop here and let Nadia do the rest. She's on the phone, by the way.
Oh, what's up, fam? All
right, so what happened?
Your girl called me, man. I don't know if it was a holiday. I don't know. Man, she missed you. I don't know what it was, but she let me smash. And I had to tell you because you're my bro.
Bro, you thought it was
and
okay.
I don't want to lose your friendship.
You thought that was cool?
Yeah, I mean, look, it wasn't even supposed to go down like that. That's why.
Excuse me, let me ask you a question. Why did you even go to her house?
Because we done been there before. Like, I done been over there without her before. We all cool. We all friends. Like, we done, you know what I'm saying? This ain't nothing new. She even know that I done been over there, you know, without her. It ain't even been on nothing like that.
So what was different about this time in particular?
I mean, we were drinking a little bit. It was the holidays. We was kicking it, you know. We just doing our thing, having fun as normal, you know. And I don't know if it was that last shot, I don't know what it was, but I ain't even mean for it to go down like that. But it did go down like that. She was bad. I mean, it really wasn't her per se.
So how do you feel about what you're hearing from your friend right now?
I'm mad as hell. Like, I mean, I just can't believe that. Me and Nadia go back.
I mean, yeah, I did kind of crank that thing up. I started it. Yes, I did. I ain't going to lie. You know, I poured the drinks. I made the first move. It is what it is.
But I'm not really trying to hear all that, though. I'm really not trying to hear all that.
I mean, like, you know, I mean, I, I don't even want you to be mad at her for real, because I feel like, you know, that I did kind of start things up. I did kind of crank it up. You know what I'm saying?
Really, I'm still not trying to hit it. For real, I'm done. Like, I'm really through with you. And her, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. I'm straight on both of y'all, for real.
Damn.
So that's how it's gonna go.
That's just what it is. Like, I can do all bad by myself. I'm straight.
Wow. Even though your best friend is telling you right here, right now, that it was not your girlfriend's fault, you don't want to mess with either of them.
Yeah, I'm good. Like, I don't backtrack, man. I'm good. You feel what I'm saying? I'm single now, ladies, so y'all holler at me.
I just want us to hopefully be able to communicate after this. I mean, you want to be mad right now, I understand that. I mean, I could have been fake and not said nothing. You know what I mean?
That would have been good. So you think you're going to go back and try
to... You should have been thought about that.
I mean, look, man. I ain't know it was going to go down like that. It went down like that, but I was G about it and I told you what it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, you my friend. I ain't trying to lose no friendship, you know, over no girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much out here, bro. So at the end of the day, you know, hell, I don't care what it is. I started it. Yeah, I started it. But she let me finish it, too. I don't care.
Wow.
Say no more.
I just kind of fell back a little bit trying to hear it all, how it's going to play out, man. I hate that it did not work out and y'all could not find some type of resolve as friends. But it is what it is. Y'all ain't going to get this $100 gift card from 1-800-BETHUNE Law Firm. Anytime y'all call us up, let's talk about this little situation, man. Second date update, it is 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. Number one in the streets, Streets 94.5.